Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
Hey everybody, welcome to the second episode.
Yeah, you know what time it is.
Action Features.
Action Features.
The podcast.
Yeah, we're back.
Second time's a charm.
Yeah.
Well, the first time was a charm,
First
too.
Time was a charm. Second time, third time, we don't know. We don't know.
It might be a charm, too.
Anyway, the feedback has been awesome.
Yes.
Like, you guys have been, it's been so great. Positive already, and yeah, very excited about it. Very, very excited. Unfortunately, this is going to be the last podcast because...
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to do it anymore. We've decided it's not lucrative enough and...
What?
We weren't having any fun, so...
Oh.
So this is this has been James and Mike with Action Features. Hey, thanks for tuning in.
If you could just wait... hold on there. Wait a second here. You just said the feedback was good.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome.
Okay.
It was amazing.
I said we were going to keep doing it.
It was better than I thought.
The feedback was good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we had that talk...
Yeah. You must have heard the wrong thing.
I heard the absolute wrong thing.
I heard the opposite.
I heard the opposite.
It was opposite day.
It can never be opposite day. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
If you say it's opposite day, and it is...
It is opposite day.
Then you're a liar.
Okay.
Okay,
but the point is, we're not stopping.
Okay.
We're going to keep going.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I completely misunderstood. Sorry.
I hope you have nothing to do for the next half hour, because that's what we're doing.
Well,
I
had made plans.
This Action Features a podcast.
I had made plans. I'll cancel them.
Oh.
What'd you do? Just drink something?
It's delicious. It's Dr. Pepper 10.
Yeah.
It's diet. It's 10 bold tasting calories.
You know what I have? Water.
I know you do.
H2O is how... Well
that's, yeah.
It's in science. In science, that's what we say.
I probably cut off. Okay, so we're back with the second episode here. More Action Features coming at you. We don't really have a definitive set plan for this one. It's more just kind of addressing things.
Just
that
like
we've...
the last one.
Exactly. Yeah. Which was great.
It was okay.
I heard it 3 times.
Well, I heard it a few times myself, and it was okay.
Okay.
Let's top it.
Boy.
Let's top it, James.
No pressure. No pressure at all.
But top it.
Okay, so let's get the things out of the way that we have to get out of the way first. Keep going to actionfeatures.net.
Yes.
See, I want to make sure we say all these things so we don't forget to say them.
Yeah, we have
we'll get carried away. We now have a Facebook page for the podcast, and that's facebook.com/actionfeatures. So go there and like the page, and then you can post on the wall, as the kids are doing nowadays, and tell us things you want to hear us talk about, which some people have already
done it, yeah.
What they want us to talk about.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to kind of do with this show.
Yes.
Is talk about the things that people want us to talk about.
And right? Also the things that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because we're people,
it's
too.
It's the same.
Sometimes.
It's the same thing.
Sometimes it is. Somebody had mentioned that they want to hear memories from our childhood about toys and...
I'm getting close for this part.
Oh, you got close.
That was Chris Vent that said that.
Okay. Congratulations, Chris. I think it was. we're definitely going to get into that. We're planning on getting into that. If not a full episode dedicated to that, it'll be spread out.
All the time we'll talk about
over,
our toy memories and things like that. But yeah, I think a centralized one with like our top memories would be good.
Oh yeah, I think so.
But that'll be a topic for all the time.
Yeah.
But since he asked for it, we should do the Tabe story.
I think you should do the Tabe
story. Should we do that now or talk about the other things first?
What other things are there?
Well, I wanted to say that Mike Lacey came up with a great idea of doing an episode just based on like 80s cereals. And things like that, which I think is a great idea.
I think it's a great idea, too.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of memories and stories that go along with
those are
with
great. That was a horrible mistake. We don't want to say what the horrible mistake was.
Yeah.
But it's involved in the 80s serial stories.
You will find out.
It's a mistake. Don't do it. There was that. My mom gave feedback on the show. My mom and dad both listened to it. Hi, Mom and Dad, because you'll probably listen to this one, too. You're like our only... subscribers.
The only ones.
Actually, all these things came from my mom and dad. They're posting under different names to make us feel better. So my mom and dad listened to the show, and my mom was like, oh, it was great. I did it as I was doing the dishes, like you said in the show. And my dad said, oh, it was very funny. You know, I laughed a lot. What's going on? You need to move this mic? Talking.
Just push it back
just
a little bit.
Push it back a little bit?
You're good, 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 good.
Right here?
Good,
okay. Yeah. We're going to try and do better audio this time around.
Sorry.
Okay, so my dad thought it was very funny. But then my mom said to me, she said, why didn't you talk about the Shadow movie? She was concerned as to why we didn't talk about the Shadow movie. And I'm like, Mom, we're not going to cover everything in the first episode.
Do everything that we like.
But it's important to her that we cover the Shadow movie at some point.
Yeah.
Because me and my mom used to listen to the radio tapes. And
it's important
stuff.
To me, too.
So, that was her main concern with the show, is that we hadn't mentioned the Shadow movie.
She's not going to listen anymore because we didn't do
it. We mentioned it just now. So it's covered.
Yeah.
So now we've talked about it. Okay, so that was some feedback. Mike Lacy, them. Was that all of them?
There was more feedback. I mean, those were the specific things that we wanted to address.
Yeah, that they wanted us to talk about or to address.
But everybody that's left comments and,
You
know, everything, we really appreciate just being involved and everything. So.
And Bill sent us some great
it's been awesome.
Ideas for future shows, too. So if you guys have any ideas for things you want us to talk about, send us those, too.
Bill Tackett. Attacks it.
He attacked it.
Bill Attack it.
Yeah. I get it. If his middle initial is A, it'd be amazing.
Well,
Bill A. Tackett.
It is now. His last name is Attack
That's
it.
Like a code name, like a one of those 80s
He's gonna change
kind of superhero names.
He's going to change it.
If his middle name is not start with an A, then it needs to be changed. Okay, so the Tabe story. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about some stuff that's going on in toys and things like that. I hope you guys look this up. In the Chuck Norris Karate Commandos line, there's a character called Tabe, who's like this kind of like sumo wrestler guy. And that's pretty much all he's got going for him. He wears a big diaper.
He's a big guy.
He's a big dude. He's got a horrible head sculpt. Poor figure.
He's goofy.
Well, when I was a kid, my parents took me. I didn't have any Chuck Norris figures at this point, right? So I'm prefacing that because don't think that I was like a huge Chuck Norris figure collector, and I had all this huge collection because I didn't. We went to the store, and it was a we would shop at thrift stores a lot. It was, I think, like a Salvation Army or something like that. And we went downstairs, and there was a case. They had a glass case set aside, and there was carded Chuck Norris figures in it. And this is the time when the toy line is out in stores, but for some reason they had them too. I guess because we're in Cincinnati, the Kenner thing. I guess they sent them over or whatever. And they were cheaper there. I think they maybe were like $3 or something like that.
I wish I could go back in time.
And I was ecstatic. I was like, look at the Chuck Norris figures. I can finally get into the line. You know, these are cheap here. I can get one. And I had them all laid out before me. I had all the different Chucks. I had the ninja, the purple ninja guy.
Yeah, he was awesome.
They were all laid out. Any Chuck Norris figure you could want was right there. And they were literally like laid out in front of me inside this case. And Tabe was there. And out of all the figures to choose from, I chose Tabe. And I still don't know why to this day.
You made a mistake.
It was a huge mistake.
Big mistake.
So I bought the Tabe.
Big mistake.
It was a big mistake.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. So I made my choice. I said, that's the one. That's the one I want. And the minute I got out to the car, I knew what a mistake I'd made.
You shouldn't have done it.
It was a horrible
mistake. You opened
mistake.
It, though, didn't you? You
I
couldn't take it.
It
back.
I opened it in fervor. I was so excited to get him out. I'm like, I've got Tabe. He's the big guy in the line.
Yeah.
He's got to be the tough one. And I'm pretty sure he had maybe his gold armor on inside the package.
Yeah, he does.
When you get that off, though, it's just a big, large, obese guy with a diaper on.
Right.
And so I got him out, and I got the armor off, and I just kind of sat in the car, and I remember just the disappointment that just, like, welled up inside me.
Washed over
you. Yeah, but I tried to kind of play it off, like to make myself feel good. I was like, well, he'll probably be able to pick up stuff the other guys can't pick up, and he'll probably be the tough one on the show or something like that.
But you never got any other guys, did you?
No. I ended up getting a Chuck way later on.
Oh, you did have a Chuck.
I did get a Chuck later on, but it was way, way past the point where Chuck Norris was around.
You had to buy it later just to make up for it.
Just to make up for
you
it.
You were out of it.
But I was cursed with this Tabe, and I used to try and take him to school and talk him up and try to train him for things. I tried high first, right off the bat. I tried getting like nice G.I. Joes, like Hit and Run or something like that for him. I got this guy. And they would immediately go, I don't want that. That's the guy in a diaper. What are you trying to do? And I even got to the point where I was trying to trade him for starting lineups. And I've never been interested in starting lineups. But I was even willing to trade him for a starting lineup.
Anything's better.
Nobody took it. So I got Tabe.
Magic Johnson figure.
So
you want it?
That's the Tabe story. So I always reflect on that When I Blaze sometimes will pick a poor character in a line, and I'm thinking he just got Taubed, or he's gonna regret it later on. But I gotta let him make his own choices.
I've been Taubed a few times.
Yeah, I think we've all pulled a Taubed.
Even recently.
What'd you get? I think I remember saying that's your Taubed. I don't remember
what was it.
You'll have to think of it.
I don't know.
We can't waste time thinking about it.
I can't. I wish I'd thought about it. Ahead of time.
Yeah, because you knew the Taubed story was coming.
I did. But I didn't think of my own. I was so excited about yours.
Yeah. So it may sound like a small short. Oh well, that's not that bad. But you really got to think of the mindset of a kid, and not having that much money when you're a kid, and making that choice, and being stuck with that figure.
And it's legendary now.
Yeah.
I mean, by now for us.
For us, it's legendary. We talk about Taubed all the time now.
Do you want me to tell a Taubed story of mine from my youth?
Okay. No, not at all. Let's move on.
Next time.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and tell the story.
Well, it's real quick and it's not as good, but...
You can't be Taubed.
I went into Toys R Us, and this was during a period, I don't remember what year, but it was during a period where there really wasn't anything out. And I just wanted to get something so bad. I saw there was a Mighty Max, like one of the small...
I remember this story.
One of the small pocket play sets there. And
you were too old for Mighty Max.
I was too old for it, but it was small, and I thought, well, God, I just want to get something. And my mom was like, you know, if you don't want anything, then don't get it, because it costs money.
You don't waste it.
No, I want it. Yeah. I want to get this. I'm for sure. So you know, of course, I bought it. Went home. I immediately felt guilty. I had guilt.
That's the way it goes.
Over it, because I knew, my mom knew. She could see on my face that I was not happy with this thing. I did not have it out. I wasn't playing with it. Little stupid Mighty Max with his stupid feet, you know, glued together on a platform. And the play environment is barely an environment.
There's no play involved.
You can't move him around in there or anything. And I thought, oh.
It's just a huge waste of time and money.
Oh, what have I
done? The entire line is.
I think I owe my mom like $6.
Yeah. Well, that's what you got to do.
I never thought about it, but yeah. I'm going to pay her back. So that's my top base.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we all have, like we said, I'm sure we all got those times where you have no other choice, and you go, okay, I guess I got to get something. I'm going to get some crap. You got Bo when you were a kid.
I did have Bo, yeah.
You had no other choice. You just wanted to get something.
He was the only guy in the line.
I had a choice.
Yeah.
You got Chuck Norris.
You had better choices.
Yeah, I had choices, and I didn't do it.
No, you didn't. Well.
All right, so that's the story. There's a toy memory for you, Chris.
The pooch on that one.
The other things we want to talk about are some current news that. Well, first of all, I want to say I got those Spy Monkey Creations sets that we played with yesterday. Mm-hmm. The Spy Monkey Creations Armory, the custom weapons, which you can check out at spymonkeycreations.com. I think they go on sale.
What
Friday.
Toy line do those interact with, James?
Tons of 6-inch toy lines. You can put them with anything.
That's true.
They fit great with Motu Classics, which is what I collect.
Right.
But they're so customizable and changeable. You can use them for anything.
Right.
They're fantastic.
They're not specific to that line, but they are really cool.
They're very cool.
I played with them for quite a while.
Yeah.
And you can just mix and match all the little parts.
Yeah, I'll let you play with all my parts.
I'm not playing with any of your parts.
Wait.
Get your own set.
I mean,
get your own set.
Yeah, I
meant
to
say. This is a family show.
All I said was you play with my parts. I mean, my toy parts.
Okay.
My Spy Monkey parts.
Okay.
So there was that. And the other thing we want to talk about real quick. Well, I want to talk about real quick. I don't know if you want to talk about it.
I don't.
Okay.
I already know. I don't.
You don't want to talk about the Ninja Turtles?
Okay, I do.
Okay. Well, they showed some new Ninja Turtles today. This is a lot of toy talk. Well, let's wait on the Ninja Turtle talk.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I want you to talk about the gray.
Oh, you? Oh, okay.
I do. I'm going to burp, though. I'm going to burp off the mic.
Do it off the mic. Yeah, okay, so
I...
You
picked it up, didn't
you? Dang, huh? Yeah, I did. So I saw the gray, of course, this weekend, and I know a lot of people probably...
I want to hear that. Dang, on.
You'll hear it. So I was very excited about this movie. I mean, I was super excited about it. I have been for months, and... I don't want to spoil it. I want to give a full review, but I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it. And since it's brand new, you being one of them, you didn't see it this weekend like you were supposed to.
I told you I wasn't going to see
it. Well, you told me after.
With you.
You told me I wasn't going to see it with me.
Yeah.
Anyway, the movie is not what I expected it to be. It was not bad. It was a pretty good movie. It was kind of left you with some thoughts, but man, it's heavy. It's not a movie where you walk out and you're like feeling... triumphant, like,
really?
Yeah, that was awesome. You're like, oh man, okay.
Oh. Well,
I'm just gonna think about that for a little bit. But it has generated a lot of discussion between me and my friend that saw it.
Put a percentage on how much wolf fighting has evolved in the film.
In percentage of the film?
Well, hang on one sec.
We'll do that. There's first. A decent amount of wolf fighting. I mean, they actually fight
put
wolves maybe 30%.
I'm going to hold you to it.
20%?
I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay.
I'm taking a stopwatch with me.
Okay.
I'm going to time it.
Try
it. You were supposed to fight a wolf in this episode.
I was, but I couldn't find any willing participants.
That's rough. No wolves.
No wolves wanted to come in here and do it. A little stage fright, maybe.
They wouldn't sign off. They wouldn't allow themselves to be recorded.
Yeah, they wanted more than we could afford to pay a wolf. But I did think about wolf fighting. So we are going to talk about wolf fighting for a little bit.
Let's talk about.
I know that you said Nick
it's
has an
uncle.
His uncle.
Yeah, it's his uncle. Did I say it was his uncle last time? I knew.
Yeah,
I think I said relative.
You said relative. Yeah.
Yeah, but it actually is his uncle, and he showed me a picture. Well, he posted a picture of him.
Okay.
And his hand is all bandaged up and stuff. Okay. And apparently, we were trying to decide what they did with the wolf. They skinned it and then stuffed it with hay. So that's how they paraded it through the town, was it was stuffed with hay.
It's a way to do it.
So, okay, that's just to
So we know that it can be done.
Yeah.
Okay, but I want to talk about how likely is it that you come out alive from a wolf. My friend Nate, who I went to see the grave with, said, you can quote me on this, he said, wolves are born killers. They spend their whole existence doing it. He said, I'm not saying it's 100% in favor of the wolf, but 9 times out of 10, the wolf is going to kill the human, end quote.
He's got nothing to back up those numbers.
Well, here's some. Well, that's what they do. They hunt. Okay.
Okay.
You have to think of a wolf. Let me. I have some stats. What do you want?
You're gonna have to fight a wolf 10 times.
If
you win 9.
If you win 9, the wolf is gonna kill you 1 time.
No, wait,
that's how it works.
The wolf wins 9, not you.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So.
And you don't know which one of those times.
If
is going
to
be your time.
If you make it the first one, it's gonna be great.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. A wolf can run up to 28 to 40 miles per hour.
That's about human speed.
For 20 minutes.
Yeah. I can do that.
Okay. who can't?
I mean, come on.
Who can't? You have to figure a wolf is
that's
pure
not,
muscle. I mean, they're pretty
that's
much
not that impressive.
All muscle. A single wolf has been known to take down large prey like a moose, bison, or musk oxen.
I could take one of those down.
Yeah.
With a gun.
You could. So, well, now you're talking.
So far, we're even.
All right. So
I'm not afraid yet.
A gray wolf can be up to three feet in height at the shoulder. That's
short.
That's a big animal.
3 feet?
Standing up, that's like six
Come
foot.
On.
That's like a 6 foot animal. That's
well,
a that's a tall
they
animal.
They don't stand up a lot.
Some wolves are up to 85 pounds, and the heaviest gray wolf has been measured at around 175 pounds. That's a big dog.
You did some research before this.
I did.
I didn't. I thought you were just kind of just.
I'm serious about wolf fighting. Okay.
I didn't realize you'd have all these numbers.
No, you didn't know. Yeah. You didn't know that I was prepared.
I was not prepared for the debate. I should run into stats
on
like fighters and like
right
meanest man contests and things like that.
That's my point. They say if you stand your ground, you know, wolves, animals that stand their ground, wolves generally do not attack, or they try and get the animal to run. If they can get the animal to run, then they can chase it down. Now, here's what an animal does not have, like a bison or whatever, does not have. Limbs like humans have
thumbs
for
I
one
have those.
Okay, you have thumbs, so you're already
I'm already
a step ahead of the bison.
I'm already two thumbs up
two
on
thumbs
it.
Up you got it
get it
you got it
I put my two thumbs
I got
up
it.
If this wasn't radio, you'd see me putting up my two thumbs.
Yeah, well, it is.
Yeah.
So don't do that. So anyway,
you have something against this.
If you have a knife or something, you're already a step ahead of the game.
Yeah,
but
we
I have
can use tools.
You can use tools. If you
yeah.
have any implement for stabbing,
then
you're already...
I want to touch on something real quick,
okay,
though.
Yeah, do it.
Before you said if you stand up to it.
Yeah.
They say that with bears and stuff, too. But if you were really getting it, like,
right.
one of these things is coming at you,
right.
it would be tough
right.
to just be like, hey,
right.
I'm standing up to you.
Right.
You
and,
know,
that's where the wolves have their advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they...
That's how... That's
on the fear factor. Now, I have How to Kill a Wolf in 2 Steps or Less... By Mike Beckett, okay? Now your phone's going off.
But the ringer's off.
But the vibration picked up on the microphone, I'm sure.
No, it didn't.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, right.
Step number 1, this is the most important step.
I could put Nick on the air right now.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm talking.
I'm not going to do it to you.
This is important for our what if the people that are listening get into it with a wolf this weekend? What if it happens tonight?
They knew that this was going to happen in this episode. That's why they're tuning in.
Right.
They want tips.
I'm giving you tips right now. And how to kill the wolf in two steps or less.
Let's hear it.
Tip number one, do not freak out. I know that I'd be scared. You'd be scared. Mm-hmm. Everybody would be scared. But you have to keep your composure. It's the same thing in jiu-jitsu or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if you freak out, your blood is pumping. It takes more energy from your body. It takes your heart. You have to know. I know.
I would freak out. That's the first step.
Here's what happens, though. You remember, I talked about the wolf's speed. Okay? The wolf's speed. You would have to, like, you're going to fight. If a wolf attacks you, you're going to fight a wolf.
Yeah.
So there's no point in freaking out. You're already in it. Okay, so you have to keep calm.
See, this is all about flight?
Flight or fright.
It's fight, fright or flight.
Fright. Those are both the same.
Same thing. That's what
fight
I have.
Fight or flight.
I have fright or flight. I mean, they're going to be scared or run away.
Yeah. I mentioned jiu-jitsu. You know, if you have a wrestling or jiu-jitsu background, I think if you get your...
I don't have either of those.
The wolf. I know, but here's the thing. The wolf is going to get on top of you.
Okay.
If you can wrap it up, wrap your legs around its waist, keep it from being super mobile, you are going to get cut. You're going to get hurt. You have to know that ahead of time. Okay. You have to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to get hurt. So that way you don't freak out when you got blood or whatever, because you're going to get hurt.
You're going to get hurt.
If you have to lose a limb to save your life, then you might as well do that. Shove your thumbs in the wolf's eyes, all these things. Because you have those.
Yeah.
Right. That's what exactly. You didn't know that I was going to say that, but you talked about thumbs.
Yeah.
So I think if you can immobilize it, if you can stab it in any way, you can't choke it. They don't have limbs the same way that humans have limbs, so it's going to be harder to control them.
Well, his uncle shoved his hand down the throat
right,
to choke it.
Right, that's if it gets a hold of your hand or whatever, it,
then go for it.
Give it to him.
Yeah.
If he wants it, give it to him.
I really want somebody that listens to this.
Yeah.
To fight a wolf. I'm sorry to the listeners.
I will do it. I said that I would do it. If somebody brings a wolf here, I'll do it now
because I want them to look back. I want to be inside their heads when the wolf fight's happening.
Yeah.
And them hearing us talking about it and them going, ah, I'm prepared.
Hopefully laughing a little bit.
I can handle this.
Hopefully laughing a little bit.
And I want them to thank us afterwards.
The second tip, and this is two tips or less, so that we're on the last one.
two tips or less.
The first I'm not going to do less. I'm going to do both tips. First tip is...
you teased them.
Yeah.
You made them think that maybe you weren't going to give them both tips, but you're going to give them both
tips. Well,
you
need both of them. tip number two is freak the F out. Okay?
Hey,
I know. I didn't say it. I said the letter. I know that's the exact opposite of the first tip, but if you just... go berserk on this animal. Anything goes, like eye gouging. This stuff, your initial reaction is going to be to curl up in a ball and scream and cry and whatever. Freak out. After you've calmed down, after you got yourself to the point to where you're like, okay, I'm fighting this wolf. This is happening, so I better go all out. Then you freak out. Gouge it in the eye.
Yeah.
Grab a hold of its jaw and see if you can rip it off. Do whatever you got to do. So anyway, I think... You know, barehanded, you're obviously at a disadvantage. But if you have a knife or something, you have a pretty good shot. And people have obviously done it.
Yeah.
And I think I could do it. I'm not underestimating the wolf. Don't get me wrong. And they usually...
I've got some stats to show you on wolves.
You do?
Yeah, I'm going to take the sheets from you.
Oh.
To tell you about what you're going up against.
See,
let me read these off to you.
What do I have? All right.
Let's see. They can run between 78 and 900 miles per hour.
Wait a second.
Yep. Single wolves... They kill large prey like dinosaurs. A gray wolf can be up to 17 feet at the shoulder. And they can weigh up to 85 tons.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. The heaviest gray wolf in existence?
Yeah.
175 tons.
Oh, my gosh.
Good luck, buddy.
Okay, well, I wasn't prepared for all that. I'm going to rethink my steps. I'm going to rethink my two steps. But anyway, there you have it. Go ahead and make posts. I mean, whatever you guys think about this, go ahead. I'm not the authority on this by any stretch. I'm just thinking about it.
We should have a poll up amongst the viewers.
Yeah.
Viewers?
Not viewers.
I guess
viewers.
It would be
listeners.
Listeners. Who would win in a fight, the wolf or Mike? A lot of people haven't even seen you before.
They haven't seen me.
Yeah.
I'm
Mike's 85 pounds dripping wet.
That's not true. Not true.
Okay, so we're going to put up a poll. I don't know how to do that.
I don't know either.
Again, this is going to be... I put myself in a position
That's what
again.
I'm saying. Just
I don't
just
know how to
post
put up
comments.
A poll.
Just comment.
I know how to put up a poll. I'll put it on Facebook.
Okay.
I put up a Facebook poll. We've only got 27 people on there right now. So it's going to, if it's a split decision, it's a split decision.
Well, I want to hear.
I'm going to put it on there.
I want to hear what people
say. You can't
vote. I won't.
I'll vote, but you can't vote.
I won't.
I'm going to vote for the wolf.
Wait, you're going to vote?
I'm going to vote for the wolf.
Okay, I'm not. Okay.
I don't think you could beat the wolf. Well, I'm sorry.
You better hope that you're not stranded out with me, because I'm not going to beat it for your sake.
I've heard the tips.
Oh, okay. So you'll be all right.
Fright or flight. I'll be okay.
Fright or flight.
Okay. So there's our wolf fighting segment. So he didn't actually fight the wolf, but at least we know that he thinks he can beat the wolf. What's going on with the dials?
Well, you're getting closer to the mic.
Oh, here.
Sorry.
Here it is.
Sorry. You're doing good now. You're good.
All right. So what else are we going to cover here?
Oh, I think that's it.
No. What time is it?
Don't worry about the time. Let's just do
one. I don't want to run too long on him.
Nah.
It's been what? How long has it been running? I keep burping.
25 minutes.
I keep burping. I'm going to give him this one.
We're 25 minutes.
I'm going to give him this burp.
Okay. Gross.
It's tiny. That other one was bigger.
It was enough.
Yeah.
It had character, that's for sure.
I can't get another one out.
Well, gross.
Well, okay. How much time?
25 minutes.
That's a long one so far.
Yeah.
Why does it feel like it's been that long?
We've wasted time. I don't feel like it's been nearly as good or funny.
I don't think so either.
Daggone it. This one will have some edits. We're gonna do that after. We'll be recording here for like an hour and a half. You get down to a half hour show.
Second time out. This was gonna happen.
There's no way around it. It's gotta happen.
Hey, they're not all gonna be winners. What do you want? You're getting for free.
So far.
Yeah.
Nah, you're getting it for free.
Okay, there were a couple of other things I wanted to address, but now I don't know what they are.
Well, you want to talk about toys.
Those Ninja Turtle toys, yes. Look great. That's a step in the right direction.
Oh, great.
For anybody that doesn't like toy talk, you can tune us out now. That means you, Dad. I don't think you care about toys.
No, he doesn't care.
Okay, so Playmates showed... we're coming up on Toy Fair. So yeah. The toy news is starting to trickle in already.
Yeah.
In the pre-Toy Fair run. They showed the G.I. Joe Retaliation toys.
Yes.
Oh, that was another thing. I should have showed you this.
You didn't show me.
I didn't show you. G.I. Joe Retaliation, the second G.I. Joe movie.
Another ruined show, yeah.
Okay. I could show it to you right now. It's like 10 seconds.
I hate my partner.
Wow.
I hate the
person doing this
way.
It's a little harsh.
Oh, was that picked up on the...
Yeah. Oh. I heard all of it.
Okay.
Okay, so... G.I. Joe Retaliation, the second G.I. Joe movie. There was a 10-second Super Bowl spot that went up. I gotta tell you, not very good.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't very good. Did you watch it?
I didn't. This is for G.I. Joe 2?
Yeah, because, okay, here's the gist of what happens in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen it, I'm sorry if this is all rehashing what you've already watched. In the trailer, there's a lot of, like, you know, a lot of quick cuts and things like that. Just a 10-second Super Bowl spot. But The Rock is quoting, I think, a Jay-Z song.
Mm.
He's like, in the immortal words of Jay-Z, speaking to my deity, I hope God makes me pull it through tonight. Or something like, I don't know. I don't know the song.
Did it rhyme?
I don't know. It probably rhymed. I'm not good at this.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not Jay-Z.
I know.
So in the trailer, that's what he's doing. He's quoting that line, and they're showing all these quick cuts, right? And then they play the Jay-Z song. And it's like, you know, Snake Eyes running along the mountain with ninjas with the Jay-Z songs playing.
I hate it when they do that.
I was not a fan of that. It made me pull back on the movie a little bit. I was so excited after that last trailer. And this one made me pull back. But they do call Bruce Willis Joe.
Right.
He calls him General. He says, call me Joe.
Right.
So that establishes he's Joe Colton, the original 60s G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
But other than that, it made me pull back.
I think you can't expect too much from the movie. I think it's going to be fun. It's definitely going to be better than the first one.
It's got to be better than the first one.
It will be. I don't see how it can't be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think you can put too much stock into it. And that, things like that. I've listened to rap.
I know you
most
do.
Of my life, you know. And
I've heard you rap.
Oh, you know I can
I've
spit.
I've heard you cut rhymes.
You know I can spit mad rhymes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's so
don't
ill.
Get him started.
It's so
folks.
Ill. Don't get me started.
Oh man.
I don't need it in my G.I. Joe.
I don't either.
You know, I don't need
that was my thing.
I don't need it.
Is that it really pulled me back on the trailer. I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe it's more of a thing where they are doing it to please all crowds and not Joe fans. Because it seemed like they were really going for Joe fans for this one. But now it's really, after that trailer, I'm like, oh, maybe it isn't what I think it's going to be.
Yeah,
and there was a scene where Storm Shadow threw ninja stars and like Snake Eyes shot him out of the sky.
That sounds stupid.
And it was like a weird kind of bullet time.
That sounds stupid.
I did not like that. So it's almost good that this trailer happened because, as you know, I was getting pretty excited about the movie.
Yep.
excuse me, sorry. So it's kind of good that this happens because it pulls me back to reality. But they showed the toys, too, and we looked at those. And again, not super excited about those.
Not bad, but not...
Good figures.
Not new.
But nothing new.
Nothing to be excited about.
Those could have easily just been a part of the current line.
Yeah.
And I would have not known any difference.
No,
I would have not known those were the movie toys or anything like that. They looked like the same Joe toys.
Right. The only thing I want to get out of it is a Bruce Willis figure.
I agree. I want the Bruce Willis head. That's all I want out of the line.
That's it.
And I really like G.I. Joe. I liked G.I. Joe for years, but it's just been more the same, you know? I'm getting kind of scratchy. I'm going to have to clear my throat off to the side.
Let me clear my throat.
Hear that?
Yeah, I did. So
that might be edited.
It won't be. So, G.I. Joe.
So there was that.
Yeah.
Do you have something you want to say about G.I. Joe?
No, I don't have anything to say about G.I. Joe. I did remember a movie that I meant to talk about last time that I'm excited about.
Oh, yeah?
But it's early.
Somebody reminded me of one.
I'm just going to say it. It's James Bond. The new Bond movie's coming out this year.
Oh, I want to talk about this a little bit.
Skyfall.
I want to talk about this a little bit.
Oh, you want to do it now?
It's got to be better than the last one.
I didn't think the last one was that bad.
I think it was pretty bad. When you come off Casino Royale...
It's hard to top that movie.
And you go into Quantum of Solace?
I know.
It's just the character is just like...
It's not a character-driven movie. I mean, it's pretty much a revenge movie, Quantum of Solace was. I mean, it's him...
I didn't enjoy that
reaching
one.
that solace.
Yeah.
Which is based on the Ian Fleming short story title, and it has nothing to do with the short story. But that movie, stylistically, took it back, I think, to the 60s. It had a very good... He was using the PPK again. They didn't have to explain it. He just had it, you know. They had the girl covered in oil, and
yeah,
that was a good throwback to Goldfinger. I don't have a problem with it at all.
There were a couple little spots that were good throwbacks, like you said, but I don't know. The movie overall...
I know you didn't care for it.
I didn't care for it. I watched it the one time. I haven't watched it since.
Right, I know.
Whereas Casino Royale, I think, was great.
Right.
And I freely admit that I was totally wrong about that movie.
Right.
I thought it was going to be terrible going into it,
yeah,
and it was great.
It was awesome.
So that new one's got to be better than that last one.
I have no idea what's going on with it. I know Q's going to be in it.
It may be bad.
They have a Q in it. It could be bad.
Is Q a girl?
No. Thank goodness.
No offense to female listeners.
We don't have any, I'm sure.
All the females out there.
Hey.
That's my wife and my mom.
Hey.
Actually, my wife, I don't think, listened to the first one, so...
Hey, baby.
Take pity on me.
Take pity on him.
no offense, but M should not be a woman. I'm sorry.
No, I agree.
M shouldn't be a woman.
I agree. The character is what it is, and if you know...
You've altered the character.
Right.
We're going to go... We have the whole episode of Chase Bond.
That's too much. I didn't mean to go down the side.
Let's not go on that. Mike Lacey, again, reminded me of Avengers, which I was excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I just saw this new trailer, and it was too busy.
Mm-hmm.
And Scarlett Johansson, I don't know what everybody's thinking, not attractive.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I thank you. I've thought that for a while.
She's not
attractive. I know we used to,
She's just not.
She's not.
I'm sorry.
I think
she's
has some
sort of...
She's
got a weird-looking face.
She's got a nasal problem.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
And she's got something weird going on with her...
The way
like
she
her
walks.
Legs, like
yeah,
the way
it's
the way she
very
walks
weird. It's like...
I don't know how to...
Maybe she fell down or something?
Maybe
she hurt her ankles
or something.
I don't know.
I
don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, Avengers, I was excited about. Again, the Super Bowl spot has... Or the 10-second teaser has kind of changed my mind.
It's hard to tell some things from TV spots.
Yeah. And they're just 10-second previews of TV spots, I think. Which is crazy to have previews of previews.
Right.
I don't understand that. Okay, so there's that all out of the way. Back to the toy thing.
Okay.
The turtles.
Okay.
So we're talking about Toy Fair, right? So Playmates has debuted a bunch of new turtle stuff today. Both a new line based on a new cartoon that's coming. Which those designs are cool. I think they're neat. Probably something I'll get for the kids, but something I probably won't buy for myself. And then they're doing a classics line that is kind of based on the old toys and the old cartoons.
Donatello does machines.
Yeah. From the cartoon.
That's the theme song they're going to use.
Yeah. Well, no.
Probably.
For what?
For the Turtles cartoon.
No.
Obviously.
No. Not at all. Unrelated. Two unrelated things.
Michelangelo is a party dude. You remember the song?
I remember the song. It's one of the best theme songs. Hey, that's a good show idea.
Oh.
Or a top five idea. Yeah, top five cartoon theme. That's it.
That's the next one. Next episode, top five cartoon theme
songs. Top five cartoon theme songs. We want your top five. We'll do our top five. Top five cartoon theme songs. We had a different top five planned. I just took it away.
You stole it from me.
I just took it away.
It's all right.
I'm sorry, because this was better.
It's on the back burner. It was better. It was better.
And it's topical.
Like the ointment.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So anyway, we're going to talk about these turtles at some point here. So they did this classics line, and it's based on the old, you know, the old 80s cartoon and the 80s toys, and they've kind of merged it into one line. It's got retro packaging and all this articulation and stuff. Really cool figures. I don't know if I'll definitely buy them or not, in that I really liked the NECA turtles, and I wish those comic ones would have continued. But in the little interview, he talked about how if these do well, that they might do more comic ones. They might do ones based on the movies. And I think that first movie is fantastic.
It's a great movie.
So I would love to have good turtles from that.
I would, too. The Playmates figures they did from the movie before...
Those are great.
...are great.
They're still great, even by today's standards.
Exactly, and that's why they're kind of hard to find. I mean, when you find them, they're expensive.
Yeah.
For that, the other ones are a dime a dozen.
Those movie ones
You know,
are
honestly,
tough.
I loved... When they reissued the Turtles, the first wave, I loved that because of my childhood, you know? But they're $15.
And it's ridiculous.
Why are you going to pay $15? You already had all
you
that stuff sitting around.
Yeah.
You had the molds. You haven't paid. You made your money well over.
Exactly.
Time and time again.
Those are the same molds.
Yeah.
You're doing nothing new.
Ridiculous. You're not fooling anybody.
You can find vintage ones cheaper than that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, I mean, I think KB re-released them for a while there where they were like $5.
Yeah.
And then they did the whole anniversary series.
Right.
And then it was the same figure, same packaging, three times the price.
Who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite turtle?
Yeah.
Michelangelo, without a doubt. Oh. He's the party dude.
You know who mine is?
Leonardo?
No, Raphael. He's the leader of the group, transformed by the norm, by the nuclear goop.
Pizza's the food that's sure to please. These ninjas are into pepperoni and cheese. Back to the story, it's not hard to find. Ninjas not just of the body, but of the mind.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah, did it sound good?
I think it did.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I think it did.
Partners in Crime.
Partners in Rhyme.
I thought it was Crime. No, it was Crime, wasn't it? K-R-Y-M-E.
It probably was.
I think it was.
But I'm saying you and I are
partners
in Rhyme.
You and I are partners in Rhyme. Right.
And actually,
you laid the beats.
This is the last podcast. Yeah. We're going to switch to an all rap.
Yeah, it's all
show.
Rap
we're
all
just,
the
we're
time.
Just rap. We're just
Informa. You know, I say something in a lane. I lick it, boom, boom, down. It's about a lane. I lick it, boom, boom, down. Yeah. I think it's a better format.
Oh, I like it.
I really do.
So tune in next time for our dope rhymes.
Rap features.
Rap features.
I shouldn't be upset about the Jay-Z song.
We don't give a rap. We're going to do it.
You took the C off.
I know.
We don't give a rap. It's a crap. Yeah.
But we are giving raps. Yeah. We're going to give you a half hour of raps.
See, people.
Dope raps.
I wish you could go back to the beginning and tell them to fast forward to this part.
When it gets funny?
This is when it's getting funny.
We can do it.
When we stop talking about the things we wanted to talk about in the podcast,
yeah,
that's when it gets funny.
Yeah. I know.
So if you stick it out to the end, you're in for a treat. But if you didn't, you already tuned it out, you missed the good part.
Yep.
We're not going to have any listeners that come back.
No. We ruined it. We had a lead. We should quit while we're ahead. That's why I tried to do it at the beginning. I tried to shut us down. While it remained legendary. And not
legendary. 27 people like us.
Hey.
We have 3 fans.
Hey. That's pretty good for me.
Legendary.
I don't.
That's pretty
look,
good.
Look, I don't get into your computers and all of your interwebs and all that stuff.
And
I don't
emails,
know.
Emails.
To
and
me,
your WWs.
To me, that's a whole fan base, right there.
I can't pull it back together.
You better.
I can't. It's gonna be tough. Because every time I look over and I see it, I start losing it again.
Why?
I can put blinders on.
Because you see the seriousness on my face.
Okay, we got to pull this back together, or it's going way off track. That's going to need an edit.
Leaving it.
Okay.
Some are going over a half hour.
How long is this one?
Well, 38 minutes so
okay,
far.
Okay, we got to stop. This is too much to ask for people.
It's too much.
That's 2 loads of dishes.
Yeah, we don't want to bog you down. That's 2 baths.
That's too much. Yeah, oh, yeah. I wonder if anybody did take a bath.
I don't know.
Tell us.
Well, this is what... That's why we need the female listeners. Make that more interesting, because I seriously don't know want to know about all the dudes that took a bath.
I actually do. I'm going to put a poll up on that instead of Mike versus Wolf.
For curiosity's sake.
How many people took a bath listening to Action Features?
Oh, why not combine them?
No.
How many people took a bath while listening to Action Features while thinking that Mike could beat a wolf?
The poll that's going up on Facebook.com is, did you listen to Action Features in the bath or no?
Or no.
That's the only two options. We don't want to know any other way you listen to it.
Yeah.
That's the poll that's going up. I'll put it up right after the episode goes
okay,
up.
Okay, good. Good.
All right, so I guess we can wrap it up on this one.
Yeah,
right?
that's fine. So anyway, sorry about that, guys.
Sorry we bored you for the first part.
Jeez.
But
I
hey,
was bored.
If you make it through the end, you'll laugh at the end.
Yeah, kudos to you. Yeah. So next podcast for sure, top five...
cartoon theme songs.
Cartoon theme songs. I'm looking forward to making that list.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, adios.
Wait, what?
Wait. I thought you were signing off. I thought that was it.
No, we still don't have a sign off.
No, but did I thought we were ending it.
Well, you said adios.
Adios.
We didn't agree on adios. There was no discussion on adios.
Pretty much until we talk about it.
Okay.
I'm just gonna keep making up the thing on the spot.
Okay. Oh, hey, we can end it with what this episode is brought to you by.
Oh, I do it.
This episode of Action Features is brought to you by
Shelley Duvall.
It's over.
Action Features.
All right, until next time, everybody.